Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be praised. Yahweh. Love it. I love it. Shabbat Shalom. Nope, not just yet. Not just yet. We're not into Shabbat just yet. No, not yet. Not yet. Just about, family. Just about. Welcome once again to Kol Elohim, by the way of Ibrit culture. I'm your brother Ariel, here with the fifth installment of Mind, Body, and Soul. We had Mind, Body, and Soul. For some, it may be the fourth installment because of the first one was an introduction. But our actuality is the fifth installment of Mind, Body, and Soul. Let me open up with a brief prayer, do the benediction, and we can get into it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Toda, once again, Abba Yah, for bringing us to the door of the Shabbat, for opening it up, for allowing us to take rest with you, Father, for giving us a 24-hour period to relax our spirit, relax our bodies, and relax our minds. Thank you, Abba Yah, for thinking about us, Father. Father, I ask and pray for all those who are ailing, under the umbrella of Yisrael, Father, under Yahushua's holy and precious wings, Father, that you touch and heal them. Our brother Shafut El, Father, that you touch him and his whole family, as Mr. Carson. Abba, that there's no ill will going in the house, Father. Anything that's ailing him, Father, that you heal him, Father, and all the rest of the Kohanim, Father, may their homes be in shalom, Father, so their minds can be stayed on you, Father. Father, and all the elders, Father, that they be of sound mind, Father, and their families be in the covering of your wings, Father, because though they may be, but if any time that we have family members that's out here in this world and we have to worry, Father, let us and allow us to give them to you, Father, and push aside those worries as much as possible. Again, as much as possible, Father. Continue to reassure us that your loving commitment will always be there for us, Father. And you have each and every day that we wake up, Father, each and every day that we see another light, Father, you are reassuring us that your loving commitment is still with us, Father. So we thank you for that, Father. Father, I ask and pray for the Emas, Father, that their minds be at rest, their ruach be at peace, Father, in shalom, Father, that everything that falls under their banner and their care, Father, because you know the nurturing hearts of Emos, Father. You know the nurturing hearts of mothers, Father, and they care so much and so deeply, Father. So we ask you to just keep in sound mind, Father. Keep the Akotis in sound mind, Father. Keep their mind comforted, Father. Keep their households in shalom, Father. The Yaladis, Father, keep as much as possible this world away from them, Father, because we know the adversary is coming after the children, Father. So keep them in the heads of Yahushua, Father. All of Yisrael, Father, who take hold of your son, who have the testimony of Yahushua and keep your commandments, Father, may you keep us all in shalom. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Get my glasses. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Shalom, family. Shalom. Somebody shoot me out a text. Make sure I'm sounding all right. I'm online. And it don't matter, even if it's one person that's online, if we all good, because Yahweh's word got to go out. If it's just one, prayerfully, it's not, but the show must go on. The show must go on. Torah Aki, Torah, 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 Torah. And prayerfully, everybody had a wonderful week. Prayerfully, that it wasn't too strenuous, it wasn't too hard, and you Torah Aki, and you made it to the Shabbat, and here we are, and we can just lay down everything, right? We can lay down. And then one of the things that also crossed my mind is Torah Aki, Torah, is that we can learn, right? That we are learning each and every Shabbat, each and every day, how much Abba loves us, how much he cares for us, right? And that something that the Moray have said stuck with you, and you're chewing on it. You're chewing the cud. You regurgitating it throughout the week, and it's tearing down one of those strongholds. It's changing your mind. It's taking those programs that have been for the longest time, you know. And for me, all of Moray have said things that's wow, right? But ever since Abba have given Brother Yariel the mindset to go through the book, the Virtuous Woman, Proverbs 31, for me that changed something in me also, because I always looked at him as Abba, and I always called him Abba, right? But now I learned so much more and see that he's also a Ish, right? Never thinking about calling him Ish, right? I know he's the Ish to Yisrael. And it was always outside of me, if you understand what I'm saying. But when Abba gave him that, for me, among our many things that the other brothers, the Moreys, have brought out, but for me, what it turned and it broke some things that was in my mind, as what me and Rabbi talked about, me and Brother Harvell talked about, these things that been perceptions that been there for the longest time, right? It broke some perceptions for me. It took some things down, and it was, wow, right? Like the brother said, aha moments, right? Prayfully, we all are getting these, right? Prayfully, each and every week, we are laying ourselves on that altar. We are being those living sacrifices because, yes, the lessons are good. Yes, they are. If you're a lover of Yahweh's word, right? If you're a lover of sometimes a good story, right? Because Yahweh, it's always a journey, right? It's always a journey. And forgive me, because I'm spirit filled right now, right? I was going to say a little emotional, but it's spirit filled because I read something, and it just filled my spirit how much he loves us, you know. When talking to my brother Harvell, and he would talk about Yahushua, and something in him would just bust out in tears, and he ain't crying for us. He's sad or nothing like that. It's just so when you get down and you understand the relationship and there's an intimacy there, it brings you to this fulfillment, right? Or in lack of a better term, this emotion that you have, right? If you allow yourself to let it go, right? And some of us, we won't allow it to let it go. It's there. But we got to get to that point where we just open up and be free. And this brother had a gas station. He's like, man, I'm at a gas station right now, not key. But we talking about the love of Yahushua and what he did for us. You could just hear the brother. And many times he didn't have me in tears because he in tears. I'm thinking about the beauty of Yahushua, right? The love of it, right? And it's unexplainable sometimes, right? But take your favorite sport, take your favorite anything, take anything that you love so much, and you can relate that. You can relate that to that, right? But everybody on these lines, the love that we supposed to have, this supposed to be to Yahushua and the Father, Abba, right? To Yah. That's how we feel about anything else in the world, our mates, our job or whatever we got that we value, supposed to go to Yahushua first and Abba, Yahushua and Abba, right? Supposed to go to them first. But it's a process. I hate to bang nobody in the face, right? The world going to do that anyway. It's going to bang all of us in the face, step on our toes, whatever thing you want to put on it, it's going to do it for us. It's supposed to, right? It's supposed to. It's supposed to get in there and separate things, right? Separate these perceptions that we have of this world and of this word. It's supposed to do that, right? Because we talked about last week how we've been programmed since a child, and all the programs that we've been through, all the these things that have been downloaded in our CPU unit, right? Central Processing Unit, our brain, our mind. It's from a child we have been downloading things. And even today, we probably been downloading so much. Just on one day alone, we downloaded, right? The word of Yahweh, it gets in there. And it changes perceptions, if you allow it. It changes things. And it lays us out and shows us who we are. And if we can hear the plea of Abba through his morays, he's pleading with us to get ourselves together, to clean up the inside of the cup, to be able to look in that mirror. Let's look in that mirror. That's each and every week. Say, I learned this about myself that I didn't know. Or I knew this about myself, and I'm working on changing that about myself. I'm asking and praying to Abba to change these things about me, right? And learn in every situation. I don't care if it's good, bad, or whatever. Learn, because Abba is speaking. He is speaking in everything we do. I'm going to throw myself on the altar, right? As much as possible that I try to anyway is to throw myself on the altar. Again, I'm always throwing my rabbis. That's what I learned from. I learned it from them. I learned them opening it up and sharing their lives with them, you know, as Abba have done through his word with every mighty man or mighty woman we look in there and see that, hey, they have faults, right? They had shortcomings. They had something going on with them. They had to get their mind right, right? And, you know, today we're still talking about mind, but it's also dealing with mindset, you know, and how we think, how we got to change this mind, right? And how we have to fight the enemy from without and enemy from within. Because there's enemies from within and there's an enemy from without. We've been learning these things throughout the years about these enemies. And me and my Isha, we got into it last night. Oh, but I was furious, right? I was hot. I was mad, to put it. And when I get to that point, my Isha know not to just push no buttons no more. Boy, but I sat there in that bed. And if you ever sat there, you angry, right? What happening to you? Because for me, what was happening, all these negative thoughts, oh, the tongue turned into a sword, but I didn't say it because I was in my mind, and the negative thoughts was coming. Boom, boom, boom. They was coming. They was overwhelming. And, oh, I could feel this volcano inside of me, right? So you hear that little still voice, right? Hey, hey. So I asked the question, Abba. And if you ever been to a point where you're talking to Abba, you're talking to Yahweh, and it's something in you, you're so adamant about it, it's like you're doing it with all your strength, all your heart, all your mind, and you just want to know. And I wanted to know last night, laying in that bed, I wanted to know, Abba, why is it that I can't just turn these thoughts off? What is this thing, Abba? What is this thing? I just cannot turn these thoughts off. They just keep coming. What is this thing, Abba? What is it? Listen to what we've been talking about. Mind, body, and soul, and the mind, right? Ooh, I tell y'all, if we're honest with ourselves, he's forever teaching us. He's forever opening us up. But we got to get by that, and we got to say, we got to be naked, right? And we got to be naked, and we got to show the people, more so the Morays, more so the teachers. And then it would trickle down to the people, right? So I'm sitting there, and I'm just so, I cannot get it. And you understand the word, the thought coming, pulling down everything that exalts itself against Yahushua HaMashiach, right? So you like still like, and you hear that, but I just had to keep asking in my mind and talking to Abba, what is this thing? What is it? And I would say, okay, good, right? I can use that now. Now let's start learning some. Now let's start seeing some things. Let's move beyond some things, right? Because you want to know. And right now, I know where you're at. I know you truly want to know, because I truly want to turn it off. But once I started talking to Abba, and you feel like if you ever see something evaporate, right, or vaporize, and just like the stink, like shh, and just go away. That's what, woo, and that alone is a lesson. And that's what it felt like. It's like evaporated once you started talking to Abba, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit say to us. Hallelujah. So this thing started to evaporate, whatever it was, because I'm talking to Abba, and it's starting to move itself out of the way. And and the question that I, it's beyond Hallel. I'm not going to go too deep in that, because I know if I start talking about it, everybody is not going to understand it. So we're not going to go but so far into it. I'm just going to ask questions from here on out. And I'm not even into the lessons, but this, in essence, it is the lessons, right? Also a part of the lesson. Because we're talking about learning about the mind. So here's a question. When Scripture says about Hallel, about Satan, he was first found in you. Where does iniquity come from? Abba did not create a devil. He did not create Hasatan. He didn't create Lucifer, all the names that the world tried to give him. But Hallel, that beautiful angel that he created, he didn't create what the world sees or understands. So where did this iniquity come from? Let's go back, right? Let's come forward a little bit then, in time. Think about the fallen angels put ourselves in the heavens. And when we see the heavens, we see pure, nothing unadulterated, no sin, no evil, nothing up there. Just when we read in the book of Enoch, if you haven't read, the glory that we felt by just reading it, that's what they was a part of, the angels. What came into them? The Malachim. Who was in the heavens, as Abba said. What came into them to make them sin against Abba? Something came into them. Something took place. Something took place. Three more hints. You go to the story of Cain. There's a hint in there about what took place with Hallel. Or what took place with Satan. Somebody may not know who Hallel is. There's a hint in there. Same thing. Why Cain is looked at as a vagabond? Someone who going to and fro throughout the earth. Right? What did Abba say to him? You get a chance to go back, and this is not the lesson. This is just what the conversation me and Abba was having. Because I needed to know, what is this thing in the book of Bereshit? That darkness was spreading, and he had to put a stop to it. So something is there that got into Hallel, that got into the angels, and now Hallel is looked at as the chief thing. Now, we talk about it after service, or we can just allow the Ruach, the Spirit, pray to Abba and ask him to open that up, because that's where I was last night. I needed to know, and I'm quite sure I'm not the only one who needed to know many a time, or do we even recognize when we in that mode or in that mood where the we can't even turn off something. Where though if afterwards you say to yourself, if I would have just shut up, if I would have just stopped, but at that moment you can't. Something's there. Now we have the power to do it. The power to do that. We have the power to turn it off. But I would want us to know. He keep telling us, I would not you to be ignorant, Israel, especially his children. He don't want us to be ignorant, but he want us to know everything about the universe, everything that he has given, everything in his word. And again, everything ain't going to be book, chapter, and verse. It will not always be book, chapter, and verse. It will not always be that way. But your relationship determines on how Yahweh shows you his revelations and how we are willing to bend the knees of our hearts to him, how we are willing to seek his guidance. We are willing to seek and to know his creation. So about ourselves, we are his creation more so. And again, I know Israel is rising up and everything is book, chapter, and verse, but everything is not. It's not. Let's just look at a quick scenario, and we're not going to stay there long. Let's just use our imagination, and let's see the whole scene again when Yahushua asked the brother who that he say he is. Who first he asked to the people? They were saying the prophet, Eliyahu, this person, that person, this person. Kephas didn't say, who do y'all think I am? Since this is what the thing is going around about me, but y'all been with me all this long time. Right? And you imagine the 12 there, and he asked that question. Y'all been around me all this time. All right, that's what the people say. What did my friends, my closest ones say about me? Right? Everybody looking around, ain't nobody saying too much, right? And Kephas, Peter, thou art the living son. Thou art the son of the living mighty one. Can you imagine Yahushua, faith? And I tell you, we got to see these things. Stop. Because, you know, he amongst his Talmudim. He amongst his beloved one, Yochanan and John. John ain't say that. Matiti Yahu. Cut with all the brothers. Ain't none of them say that. Kephas said it. Yahweh spoke to Kephas. Yahweh gave Kephas the revelation. Because there ain't no book, chapter, and verse that he can go to about that he was that. You can go to book, chapter, and verse. You can see some things that he is going to be the anointed one. He'll be that prophet. But not that son. Only Yahweh could have showed him that. But ain't no book, chapter, and verse. But Israel, they need book, chapter, and verse because of their perceptions, because what the world has done to the mindset of these people who are rising up and are Israel and coming into the understanding of Yahweh. Now, it doesn't be online with the Torah. It cannot be, all right, I got a revelation. You know, today is Good Friday. That's a lie. Straight up lie. It cannot be substantiated by the word, right? Only good thing about the day is right now we in the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael, and Shabbat Shalom, Abba Yah. That's the only good thing about today, right? It can't be something just straight up off the wall, out of the way. But if you want to talk about that, give me a call. Y'all know my number is now. Y'all can get my number. And that's right, let me go to Matiti Yahu. We're going to read these first two opening scriptures. We ain't going to be too long, family. These first two opening scriptures in the WEBA, but we will also be reading the last scriptures in the CRV version. And if you have the Little Brown Bible app on your phone, you can go in and download that CEV for free. It's free. Free. So let me go to Matityahu 22:37, because these have been our mantras from the beginning, and this is what we've been talking about. 37 and 38, I believe. Yahushua said to him, "You shall love Yahweh, your mighty one, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Right? Mind, body, and soul. This is the first and great commandment. A second likewise is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. The whole Torah depends on these two commandments. Amen. Let's go to First Thessalonians 5:23. May the mighty one of peace himself sanctify you completely. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Master, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. I love that part right there, that we be blameless in our mind, body, and soul. All three components that makes us who we are, right? Now, this is one of those feel-good lessons. It may not feel good in the beginning. It may not feel good in the beginning, but Yahweh want us to know he loves us. Although we hard-headed, we stiff-necked, we an adulterous wife, right? We bad children. We all that. And he have been sending prophet, Moray after Moray, even his son, Moraz, prophetess, all of it, right? All to get Israel back in his good graces, right? It's like any parent, right? Thinking about my oldest and how I ain't seen her in a month, and she only lived but 5 minutes away, you know, but that's all right. I was the same way. He is the same way about Israel, about his kids, about those who love him. So we're going to go to Jeremiah 17. Anyway, again, we're going to read from Jeremiah 17, 1 through 18, right? And we'll be reading just a few verses today, just a thought, right? The mindset, and are we purging ourselves? Can't say it enough, and Yahweh gave us a beautiful meal last week with the Moraes, Rabbi, and Deuel, and what a beautiful thing, beautiful. Oh, beautiful, how he laid upon those brothers who rock to give out his word. You know, and all you hear is Abba pleading. James, look within yourself, Israel. Look within yourself. Please look within yourself. Please look within yourself. Please look within yourself. Those who have a wife, those who have a husband, those who have children, and those who love deeply, right? All those who we just named, you understand what Abba said. And then sometimes our problems and the things of our life we go through so we can feel and understand how he feels. So we can feel that, right? And some of those pills are hard. Some of those pills are hard, right? He got an adulterous wife. You know, he got some rotten kids, right? And the hardest, he lost his son. He gave his son up. Some of those pills are hard. Some of them are hard. But you must be very special if he wants you to understand what he goes through. You must be very special. So I know it hurts. I know these things, it tricks our flesh at times. But you must be very special if you go through that length to get your attention, to get you to understand, or even to be a shepherd to his people. A shepherd to his people. Which is no small task to be a shepherd to Israel. Woo! Israel is bad, you hear me? And he wants you to love Israel the way he love them. Israel is terrible. Israel out there today celebrating Ashtoreth, the goddess of fertility. Good Friday, can't wait till Sunday, giving this honor to a demon. To a demon. What do you say? More in. Shepherd. Leader. I need you to love my people like me. I need you to have that love for them like me. I need that out of you. Want that out of you. Hey, every now and then your life won't be a little tighter. But if you're learning, to love Israel the way I love Israel, you'll be in shalom. You understand Israel is a hard-headed, stiff-necked, people. You'll be in shalom. Let's read. And again, the CEV version that I'm reading from, if you have the little Bible app on your phone, and it, I love how this reads. I just love it. Normally, I would stay in my WEVA, which I'll probably be at, but it's the simplicity tonight. Abba want us to hear. He want us to hear the simplicity, right? Rabbi Gershon McDaniel, one of his favorite words, the simplicity. Right? And it's beautiful because, you know, you got brothers in here that you learn and you know their words, you know, simplicity, right? It's Rabbi Gershon McDaniel. You got isms and schisms. If you, somebody say isms and schisms, everybody know that's Rabbi Yariyah. We know that's Yariyah. Or the practicality of the word, you know, that's Rabbi Yariyah, right? You got David Well. I would do what he do, right? These things about each brother that we've grown fond of. You get the love and understand that's them. That's them. And you'll remember them by those things. But I would love your son. You stop talking. I tell you, I'm filled. And I want Israel to be filled. I want Israel to know how much Abba loves us. The things that he have gone through for us, even though we don't deserve it at times. The things he go through for us. Trying to get us right. Trying to get us into the kingdom, which the righteous shall scarcely make it in. Again, I learned another thing. Rabbi Yahel brought out last week, and when he went to Rabbi Kepha, I'm not going to go there because I learned something again, even when he did that. And as a Moray, you want the people to learn. You want them to understand. First and foremost, people of Yahuda, your sins cannot be erased. And that's listen, family. They are written on your heart like words chiseled in stone or carved on the corners of your altars. One generation after another has set up pagan altars and worshiped the goddess Ashtoreth everywhere in your country. The simplicity of this read, right? Generation after generation, he said, we have been sinning against him, worshiping these demons, these idols, country and on hills. mountains and under large trees. So I'll take everything you own, including your altars, and give it all to your enemies. You will lose the land that I gave you, and I will make you slaves. Yahweh word is true, right? In a foreign country, because you have made my anger blaze up like a fire that won't stop burning. What can we do to make Abba that mad at us? What can we do? He says his anger is blazing in him. Yahweh have put a curse on those who turn from me and trust in human strength. They will dry up like a bush in salty desert soil where nothing can grow. But I will bless those who trust me, Yahweh. They will be like trees growing beside a stream, trees with roots that reach down to the water and with leaves that always green. They bear fruit every year and never worry by a lack of rain. Amen. You people of Yehuda are so deceitful that you even fool yourselves and can't change. But I know your deeds and your heart and your thoughts, and I will make sure you get what you deserve. You cheated others, but everything you gained will fly away like birds, hatched from stolen eggs. Then will you discover what fools you are. Almighty One, your temple is a glorious throne that has stood on a mountain from the beginning. You are a spring of water, giving Israel life and hope. But if the people reject what you have told me, now just listen to Jeremiah, right? And understand, family, the burden of a Moray, of the shepherd. But if the people will reject what you have told me, they will be swept away like words written in dust. You, Yahweh, are the one I praise. So heal me and rescue me. Then I will completely well and perfectly safe. The people of Yehuda say to me, Jeremiah, you claim to tell us what Yahweh has said. So why hasn't it of the burden of the leaders, of the Marais, of the rabbis? Think of that. Because they could put their names right there where Jeremiah put his name. Where Jeremiah put his name. Matter of fact, let's do that real quick. Yahkel, you claim to tell us what Yahweh has said. Why hasn't it come true? Ahavel, you claim to tell us what Yahweh has said. Why hasn't it come true? Yariel, you claim to tell us what Yahweh has said. Why hasn't it come true? Deuel, you claim to tell us what Yahweh has said. Why hasn't it come true? Shabbael, you claim to tell us what Yahweh has said. Why hasn't it come true? Mariel, you claim to tell us what Yahweh has said. Why hasn't it come true? Shafutel, you claim to tell us what Yahweh has said. Why hasn't it come true? Right? Every Moray, they have to stand up there and give account on Yahweh. And the people feel that way. This is the mindset of the people. This is the mindset of the people. El Yahweh, you chose me for your people, and that what I have done, you know everything I have said. Excuse me. Oh, Yahweh, you should say that. Oh, Yahweh, you have chosen me to care for your people, and that what I have done, you know everything I have said, and I have never once asked you to punish them. How many people realize that the anointed of Yah have that ability. Have that ability. Read through the scriptures. Through the scriptures, they have that ability. When his Marais, his chosen ones, to have love, mercy, and compassion on his people. He know that they hard-headed and stiff-necked. Didn't matter. Every day I raised the prophets, raised teachers, and I sent them to y'all, Israel. Trying to get y'all change your mind to return unto me. I trust you for protection in times of trouble. So don't frighten me. Keep me from failure and disgrace. And that's every Marais. That's how we feel at times. But I don't want to say just anything in front of your people. I want to be able to feed your people. We won't be like Moshe, but in the sense we will be like Moshe, leading the people out of sin. But it's the mindset, even though the Marais, to have to love and show compassion to the people, to be able and willing to lead. It's not just on the people, it's on the Marais too. Changing just like that. I'm speaking how Abba moves. Speaking. And I work, everybody know where I work. If you don't, I work with mentally challenged people. And I'm going to give y'all a quick scenario, quick little thing. If mentally challenged people can tell if you care about them or not, there's something, quote unquote, wrong with their thinking, right? They can tell if you truly care about them or not, or you just want to just hard, strict, hard, right? Straight line. You better not move out of it. You don't have that flexibility for the mentally challenged. They gonna know. And then again, you can still show all the love and affection that you need to them. And because of their mindset, they still gonna act out, right? They still gonna act a fool, try to hurt you, do whatever they can. Because they're not in control. But you, the one that's in control, are able to hurt them. And you know they're trying to hurt you. I've been through that many a time. Matter of fact, I went through it yesterday. Harvell heard them on the phone. Oh, my goodness. But 2 minutes later, he's right back in my face. Right back trying to get in my face. And I still hug him. Still hugging. Still got to show love and compassion to this one that was just trying to hurt me. But I understand that this man ain't nothing. It's gone, right? You took him to the hospital the other day. The doctor's running. He violent? Yeah, he violent. He violent. Right? Everybody's job, right? And if you got to work in that field, I'm going to take my brother, y'all, I'm talking about him alive tonight. He must be on my in my rock tonight. His job. He still had to be courteous to these inmates. We know at a drop of a dime would try to take his life. If he's slipping, he know at a drop of a dime these inmates would try. This man worked in prison for 20 years and still had to show the love of Yahweh to inmates. I mean, he can't show all of them. Some of it is tough love. But just know that he couldn't turn his back on them. He had to feed them with one hand and have his eyes in the back of his head at the same time. Because we know, even the ones that he thought that he developed a relationship with them, if they can, they coming after them. Why? They criminals, right? Hey, there's no loyalty in that, right? And on the flip side of that, he is the enemy. He is the one that's housing the criminals, right, bro? They may have loyalty amongst their gangs and stuff like that, but not to him. But they respect him because he gave them respect. The mindset of the people and the Marines. Keep me from failure and disgrace, but make my enemies fall and be disgraced. Send destruction to me. Make their worst fears come true. Sometimes you read the scripture, you'll read a lot of the brothers talking this way about their enemies. About their enemies. Prayfully, we don't have those, but we pray that I will keep our enemies at bay from us. We got them. Got enemies. We guarantee it. And it's coming. Coming more and more each day. Each day. The more that we show that we have a disdain for the abomination that's going on in this world, the more and more we're going to stick out. We're going to brighten. Because the darkness is going to get darker. And we should be getting brighter. The darkness don't comprehend the light, right? And they understand it. Why you feel the way you feel. Why can't a man be with a man? I do not understand why you feel that way. Again, the darkness will not comprehend the light. Let's move on, family. So let's go to Romans 7. Romans 7. And we're going to Romans 7, standing the same. Oh, I didn't came out of the book. Forgive me, Sam. Let me go back to the book. Same book. Romans 7, starting at 21 through 25. Chapter 7, starting at verse 21 through 25. We're talking about that enemy within and the enemy without, right? Their mindset. You get a chance, go back and read this. But I love how he did this, right? Love how this speaks in a simple way to us. The law shown me that something in me keeps me from doing what I know is right. The Torah, right? With my whole heart, I agree with the Torah of Yah, right? The law of Yah. But in every part of me, I discovered something fighting against my mind. Something fighting against my mind. Again, that thing, right? Last night, I just could not let it go. Until his word started coming to me. Until I got on the line with Abba Yah, right? Started talking to him. But that thing that's in me is fighting against my mind. Because in my mind, I don't want to think that way. I don't want to have these thoughts. I don't want that. You know when you're thinking irrational, right? You know when things in your mind that should not be there. At least we should. Are you comfortable with them thoughts? Are we comfortable with them thoughts? We know when those thoughts shouldn't be there. We've been taught what to do when those thoughts come there. But again, some of them times, that thing come on you and it will not let you go. You get in that deep conversation with Abba Yah until you bend the knees of your heart. And Abba Yah say, good. Now I can teach you. Man, I can show you. Let me show you this enemy right here that lives within you, right? That's inside of you. If we're looking in that mirror, we should be pointing at ourselves. That's inside of you. We're not going to be projecting tonight. We hear in the lesson, we thinking about somebody else. No, we thinking about ourselves. We trying to get in there and find out what's wrong with us while we thinking the way we think, right? While we react the way we react. While this thing come upon me and I can't get rid of it till it's too late. I done blew up and said some things I shouldn't have said. The whole household is messed up for a couple of days because I couldn't control my own ruach. Right? 23 again. But in every part of me, I discovered something fighting against my mind. And it makes me a prisoner of sin that controls everything I do. What a miserable person I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is doomed to die? Thank Yah, Yahushua HaMashiach will rescue me. Right? So with my mind, I serve the Torah of Yah, although my selfish desires make me serve the law of sin. Amen. Shaul is where a lot of us at right now. Right? The word has been there. Shaul has been studying the word since a child for 20, 30 years. But Shaul is starting to see himself. He's starting to see the true person. Not what the world sees, but that true inner self. Right? So Abaddon had Shaul put himself all out there, right? Lay himself all over the altar. Shaul, brother called himself a wretched man. He said a miserable man, right? Oh, a rotten thing. That's what he's saying. Oh, yeah. If Abba did that for Shaul, and you know, he used Shaul grand. We know what Shaul wrote. But Shaul was willing to allow Abba to put him on the altar. No different than Isaac, willing to allow Father Abraham to put him on the altar. No different than Yahushua, willing to get on that torture stake, willing to be an example for a brother or a sister. Right? We see these stories within the scriptures, right? That these brothers were willing to lay their lives down to help a brother or a sister. How much more the Morays? How much more the Morays willing to lay themselves down on the altar to help a brother or a sister? Now stay in Romans, fam. Let's move over to Romans 12. 1 through 3. 12, 1 through 3. Dear friend, Yah is good. So I beg you to offer your bodies to him as a living sacrifice, pure and pleasing. That's the most sensible way to serve Yah. In other words, like if you think about it, right? If you just put it in mind, if you just think about it, ain't nothing else we can give the Most High. There's nothing else that we can give him. So in other words, if that is the most possible thing that we have, that we can do for the Most High, bodies, to be a living sacrifice, to be able to lay ourselves on the altar, or not even just the altar, or the torture stake, right? To lay ourselves on the torture stake. Don't be like the people of this world, but let Yah change the way you think, right? Because we can't. We have to allow Yahweh to change the way we think. If Yahweh, I can truly say, if Yahweh did not intervene last night, he intervened in my own thoughts. He intervened in my thoughts right? Because if not, who knows where my mindset will be today? So he has to intervene. Even sometimes we don't even allow him to. We don't even want him to. Because our selfish desires, we want to stay in that state of mind. We want to stay there right now because you know what? Somebody wronged me. Somebody did me wrong. So we want to stay there in that selfish desire. Thank Yahweh. Hallelujah. He intervened last night. He got in there. And remember what we said earlier, right? About something dissipating, right? And something was in. And once Abba got in, it had to move. It had to go. It had to go. Because your brother Ariel was caught up on selfishness. So Abba intervened. Hallelujah. Torah Abba Yah. And I know he do it for all of us. Because he love all of us. Don't be like the people of this world. But let Yah change the way you think. Then you will know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to him. I realize Yah has treated me with undeserved grace. And so I tell each of you not to think you are better than you really are. Use good sense and measure yourself by the amount of faith that Yah has given you. Amen? I like that. I like that. One, two more family. Two more. I told y'all we weren't going to be long tonight. And we're going to Jeremiah. And this one right here, this the one that I said, touch me. Because I was, we've been through this one many times before, too. We always go to Jeremiah 31:31. But we're going to go to Jeremiah 31, and we're going to read 31-37. I mean, 1, chapter, verse 1-37, right? We're going to read and hear the whole thing. Because remember, let's go back to 17, Jeremiah 17, and if you remember, and what he said about Israel. Remember what he said about Israel. And just hear. Hear the Ish, right? Hear the Father. Hear. Just Shema. Remember what he said about us in 17. And now hear your Ish talking to you, your husband talking to you. Hear your father talking to you. And you this disobedient child. You this adulterous wife. I promise. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. Yahweh said, Israel, I promise that someday all your tribes will again be my people, and I will be your Elohim. In the desert, I was kind to those who escaped death. I gave them shalom, and when the time is right, I do the same for you. Ah, Yahweh have spoken. Amen. Some time ago, Yahweh appeared to me and told me to say, Israel, I will always love you. That's why I've been so patient and kind. You are precious to me, and so I will rebuild your nation. Once again, you will dance for joy and play your tambourines. You will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria and enjoy the grapes. Someday, those who guard the hill country of Ephraim will shout, let's go to Zion and worship Almighty One Yahweh. Yahweh said, celebrate and sing for Israel, the greatest of nations. Offer praises and shout. Come and rescue your people, Yahweh. Save what's left of Israel. I, Yahweh, will bring my people back from Babylon. And everywhere else, the blind and the lame will be there expecting mothers and mothers and women about to give birth will come and be part of the great crowd. They will weep and pray as I bring them home. I will lead them to the streams of water. They will walk on a level road and not stumble. I am a father to Israel, my favorite children. Listen to me, you nations nearby or across the sea. I scattered the people of Israel, but I will gather them to again, the guarding a flock. I will rescue them from enemies who could overpower them. My people will come to Mount Zion and celebrate this. Their faces will glow because of my blessings. I will give them grain, grapes, and olive oil, as well as sheep and cattle. Israel will be prosperous and grow like a garden with plenty of water. Young women and young men together with the elders will celebrate and dance because I will comfort them and turn their sorrows into happiness. I will bless my people with more food than they need, will enjoy the choice cuts of meat. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. In Ramnah, a voice is heard crying and weeping loudly. Raka'al mourns for her children and refuses to be comforted because they are dead. But I, Yahweh, say to dry your tears. Someday your children will come home from the enemy's land. Then all you have done for them will be greatly rewarded. So don't lose hope. Yahweh have spoken. Amen. The people of Yisrael moan and say to me, we were like wild bulls, but you, Yahweh, broke us. Amen. He wants us to come to understand us have that broken and contrite heart to return unto him. That broken and contrite heart to want to know, to want to be freed of this darkness about us. He knows when that broken and contrite heart is upon us. He knows when that mind is desiring him, that rock. He knows it. He's just waiting for us to say. We moan and say, we are like wild bulls. But Yahweh broke us. Amen. And we learn to obey. You are our mighty one. Please let us come home. That's that child. That's that child. Begging to come home. With young, we strayed and sinned. But then we realized what we had done. We are ashamed and disgraced and want to return to you. People of Israel, you are my own dear children. Don't I love you best of all? So I often make threats. Hear your father, hear your mother. So I often make threats. I want you to be near me. So I will have mercy on you. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. With rock piles and signposts. Mark the road well, my dear people, the road by which you left. By will now lead you home. Will you ever, listen to this right here, will you ever decide to be faithful? Amen? I will make sure that someday things will be different. As different as a woman protecting a man. You hear that? As different as a woman protecting a man. And you know, that should be vice versa, right? Message, though, message. Yahweh, all powerful, the Elohim of Israel, says, I promise to set the people of Yahuda free and to lead them back to their hometowns. And will I do? They will once again say, we pray that Yahweh will bless his home, the Skid Hill in Yerushalayim, where his temple stands. People will live in Yerushalayim and in the towns of Yehuda. Some will be farmers and others will be shepherds. Some will be farmers and others will be shepherds. Where your mind going at, Israel? Where your mind going at on that? Where your mind going at? My mind went to Abel and Cain. But we ain't going to get into what Abel was showing me. Another time, family. Another time. Israel. Those who feel tired and worn out will find new life. And when they sleep, they will wake up refreshed. Someday, Israel and Yehuda will be my field where my people and their livestock will grow. In the past, I took care to uproot them, to tear them down, and to destroy them. But when that day comes, I will take care to plant them and help them grow. No longer will anyone go around saying, sour grapes eaten by plants leave a sour taste in the mouths of the children. When that day comes, only those who eat sour grapes will get the sour taste, and only those who sin will be put to death. Yahweh said, the time will surely come when I will make a new agreement with the people of Yisrael and Yehuda. It will be different from the agreement I made with their ancestors when I led them out of Egypt, although I was their mighty one. They broke that agreement. Here is the new agreement that I, Yahweh, will make with the people of Yisrael. I will write my Torah on their hearts and minds, and I will be their mighty one, and they will be my people. No longer will they have to teach one another to obey me. I, Yahweh, promise that all of them will obey me. Ordinary people and rulers alike, I will forgive their sins and forget the evil things they have done. I am Yahweh, all-powerful. I command the sun to give light each day, the moon and the stars to shine at night, and ocean waves to roar. I will never forget to give those commands, and I will never let Israel stop being a nation. I, Yahweh, have spoken. Can you measure the heavens? Can you explore the depths of the earth? That's how hard it would be for me to reject Yisrael forever. Even though they have sinned, Yahweh have spoken it. Amen. And if that don't fill you up, if that just don't well your rock up, go back. Read it again. And get in the CED version. Read it again. Feel it. Feel a crowd that I was trying to feel. That the well you are. Bring tears to your eyes. Tears of joy. I love you. You're a parent. You're Isha. You have any relationship that you value, multiply that by a million, 10 million, a billion. That's how Abba feel. He said, though I make threats, I want you to come home. I want you to come home. I want you to be whole, mind, body, and soul. You're about to go through the rehearsal. Right? We're about to go through our anniversary. Our anniversary is coming up in the city. And our anniversary is Pesach, right? Passover. We accepted that ketubah. right? That we accepted the marriage proposal when Yahushua did what he did, when he laid his life down for us. That was the marriage proposal. We accepted it. So it's not just Pesach to us. It's our anniversary too. We accepted the new agreement. That's coming up. Our anniversary. It's our anniversary. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 One more. So we got one more chapter to go to, one more scripture. And that is Philippians 2:1-11. This is about humility. This is about humility. 1-11. Philippians 2:1-11. Moshiach, Yahushua, encourages you, and his love comforts you. Yah's spirit unites you, and you are concerned for others. Now make me completely happy. Live in harmony by showing love for each other. But be united in what you think, as if you were only one person. Don't be jealous or proud, but be humbled and consider others more important than yourself. Care about them as much as you care about yourself. And think the same way that Yahushua HaMashiach thought. Right? Mashiach was truly Elohim. But he did not try to remain equal with Yah. Instead, he gave up everything and became a slave. Came like one of us. Amen. Yahushua was humbled. He obeyed Yah and even died on the tree. Then Yah gave Mashiach the highest place and honored his name above all others. So at the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, amen, everyone will bow down, those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And to the glory of Yah, everyone will openly, Yahushua is Adonai. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 That is the end of the mind, body, and soul, this installment, family. Prayerfully, Abba Yah has filled y'all and give us something to chew on and snack on to Brother Deuel, bring out his, and then Brother Shabbat give the entree, right? He brings that out. Abba Yah. And Abba Yah continue to fill us on this Shabbat day with his word so we can take this throughout the week. So we have a bad week, we'll be able to remember his word. We'll be able to call back to mind what Abba Yah has spoken through his Moreh. What Abba Yah has spoken through his Moreh. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandment, took pleasure in us, with love and favor, gave us his holy Shabbat. Ooh, I'm sorry, Sam. I mean, move down a little bit. That was the first one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the Holy Power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the Beneficent One. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the presence. Thank you for being here. Thank you for giving us this day, Abba Yah. Abba Yah, all I just want to say is thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ain't too many other words that I can use in this vocabulary or any other vocabulary, Father. But thank you. In your holy and precious Son name, Yahushua HaMashiach. May all Yisrael be covered wherever they go. In Yahushua's name I pray. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom.
Have mercy upon me, O Yah, for I am weak. O Yah, heal me. Psalm 6, verse 2.
Oh,